This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gunner is spreading the love.
Aww. One call at a time.
This is...
I love you, man!
Weekdays at 7:30, I call strangers at work somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man.
Well, they say it back. I went to a grocery store... And we all hate to do it, but sometimes it's inevitable. You gotta use the toilet. Well, in this day and age, these grocery stores, they just don't have toilet paper in stock.
Right?
They don't. All the toilet paper hoarders, taking them all. Taking every roll that they've got. So let's take a listen to this. Here's a grocery store in Idaho.
Plaza Market, how can I help you?
I got kind of a weird question, and I'm kind of, it's an emergency situation.
Okay, what? How can I help?
I'm sitting on a toilet in one of your bathrooms right now, and you guys are out of toilet paper.
In one of our bathrooms?
Yeah, one of your bathrooms. I had to go, and didn't realize that you guys were out of toilet paper prior to me sitting down, you know?
Right. We are actually out of toilet paper. We're even out for our employee bathroom.
Oh, you guys are out everywhere, so I'm sitting here and I need toilet paper. I guess it's not that funny of a situation, but I can do nothing but laugh right now.
Right. Let me see. How can I help? We have no paper products.
No napkins, nothing, no paper towels, or nothing?
No, nothing.
All
the paper products are out. We don't get any shipment in until tomorrow.
Do you have like a hose that can reach all the way to the bathroom? Like a hose?
No hose. Honestly, I have an extra t-shirt in my locker if that helps.
You're offering your t-shirt?
I mean, something to help out. I
understand. Oh, man.
Not a fun predicament to be in.
No, but I mean that's employee of the year status right there. I'm not going to take your T-shirt, man. But I'll get it all figured out.
All right. Well, come see me at register 9. Maybe I can do something for you. I can have my manager. We can just do something
well,
for
I'm
you.
Kind, I'm kind
I
of. A,
I apologize.
I'm kind of embarrassed at this point, so I probably won't come see you. But I appreciate the offer, and I love you, man.
I love you too, man.
Oh, man. All that, and I got the I love you back.
He was so happy to tell you he loves you.
But did you doubt that I would get an I love you back on
no.
that one? Oh, man. Employee of the year right there. That is I love you, man. Camel Country 107.9.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
What did the wolf say when he stubbed his toe?
What did the wolf say when he stubbed his toe? Of course he did. You got a dad joke for Cheyenne, you can text it to us at 22108. That was good, Cheyenne.
That was a good one.
So BuzzFeed did a little something to help us get our minds off the coronavirus as of late.
Okay.
It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. They put together a list of foods and how do we pronounce them. Okay?
All right.
I'm gonna always start it how I say it.
Okay? All right.
Caramel.
Caramel.
How do you say it, producer JP?
Caramel.
Caramel, yeah. See, so the majority say caramel.
Caramel.
So we're the odd ducks out there.
You weirdos.
Weirdo. Bagel.
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 I've never heard you say bagel.
You never heard me say bagel?
Never in my life.
When's the last time you saw me eating a bagel?
It's a good question. When was the last time we talked about bagels?
Yeah, Cheyenne, let's go get a bag of bagels.
I know. I'd be like, what? What's a bagel?
9% of us say bagel, so I'm in the minority. A bag of bagels.
Who says that? Who says that?
Obviously, 9% of us. I do. I'm standing right in front of you. Salmon.
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 19% of people say salmon. Salmon.
Yeah. I've never heard that. Although it makes sense.
Pecan.
Pecan. No. Yeah, pecan.
So you say pecan or pecan? There's a lot of different ones. They only have two here. They have pecan or pecan.
I think it depends on the day. I think I say
pecan,
both.
And I say pecan. But maybe pecan is pecan. I don't know. They have the pronunciation guide says pecan.
Pecan.
Like, pecan. You're going number one in a can.
I think it's
that's how they have it, the pronunciation.
I think I say pecan.
I think pecan. I got a split personality. I think I say both pecan or pecan.
Yeah.
The majority, 68% say pecan. All right. Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno. No, I'm just kidding. Jalapeno.
Jalapeno is the other option. 40% say jalapeno.
Really?
Never heard jalapeno.
I've heard it, but it's more like jokingly have heard it.
You go to a coffee stand, you have espresso?
Yes.
Or is it espresso?
It's espresso. Yeah. But I do catch myself saying espresso when I'm in a hurry and I'm not paying attention to what I'm saying.
16% of people say espresso, which is wrong.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
And finally, syrup.
Syrup.
Or syrup.
Syrup.
I don't know. Now that you're asking me, I don't know.
Because you just said what I said.
Syrup.
Syrup.
Yeah, I think I say syrup. Syrup?
Syrup.
Syrup? Syrup?
I know, right? Now you got to think about it.
I don't know. I don't know what I say. I don't think I ever say it out loud, and I just say it in my head. I don't know. I don't know.
You're going to think about it next time you have pancakes, though. Let me put some syrup.
Syrup? 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 It's kind of, I feel like when you're trying to figure out what the plural is of a word that you usually say in a single. Ox? Is it oxen? Ox? Oxen? You know what I mean?
What's a singular sheep?
A sheep.
It's a shoop.
A shoop?
Shoop de loop.
See, this is how it's making me feel. I don't know.
So tomorrow, when we start broadcasting from our homes in quarantine, kind of had like a weird challenge, like idea.
Okay.
It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, a brand new I Love You Man on the way here in minutes. But because who was talking about wearing like skivvies or what do you call them? Yeah, is that you?
Yeah. Why do I have to wear pants if I don't have to wear
pants?
That's right.
The camera only gets from, like, you know, the chest up.
Right.
Right? So if you're not going to wear pants, just don't let us know it, right?
Just scoot away.
So I figured we'd do a challenge tomorrow.
Okay.
Where who could wear the most formal top and informal bottom, right? So, like, if you got a tux, wear a tux, right? You're looking good from the top up.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, at some point tomorrow morning, I'll say 1, 2, 3. We stand up and we'll see like what's below the like what's happening pant wise below the waist. Who's going the most informal, right? We go like G.I. Joe underwear, maybe Christmas, you know.
Can we at least like forewarn the rest of the people on the stream if you're in your chonies?
Well, I think like, you don't know what to expect. That
terrifying.
Is no. That is the excitement of watching that go down.
You call it excitement. I call it terrifying.
Could be Christmas pajama bottoms. You don't know either. You know, you have no idea what to expect. So we'll do that tomorrow.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. It's
pull out your most formal tops, and I'll do that tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.